the last time we've been here, and then Sprat Naposek Naposada, Naposadra Chenu Nakor, and Naposadra Chenu means to identify the Chatoim, and Nakora means to assess the Chomer Ha'avon. And he says that that's necessary for three reasons. It's necessary because the tshuva has to be commensurate to the chait. The tshuva isn't sort of just something generic, which is one size fits all, but the tshuva has to match the chait. If it's an avon chamor, a person isn't the tshuva. The al-chayt that the person claps is not the same as if for the tshuva for an oven count. So that's reason number one why the nachkor is a necessary prerequisite for tshuva. Then he says the nachkor also will help to arouse within the person, engender within the person a sense of busha when he asks for mechila. The mechila is also what a person's asking for is also the more the greater the chait, so then the greater the sense of busha in asking for mechila. And then finally, he says that even after we assume, based on our betochen, that if we did a sincere tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us, there should be an ongoing sense of boshes and a sense of indebtedness of, look at my actions and look the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates. Look at how I acted as a kfoy tova, and look at how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afal pi chein, is mekabel shavim, is mechaper. The lashonas that Rabbeinu Yonah uses are very, very precise here. But reading here in Os Beis, take a look at Os Beis. Ve'od toil chakiras otzem ha'ovon l'chassos klimas ponav b'sheilas ha'mechila. Ke'inen shenemar elokai boshti v'nechlamti l'horim elokai ponah ilach. So again, that was reason what to'elis number two for the Nachkora, and now comes To'elis number three, V'la'atos busha al nafsho, to sort of encircle, to enwrap his nefesh with busha, that they are shameless, v'och acharei habitofen b'slichasa. But notice how in To'elis number two, he speaks of klima, whereas in To'elis number three, he speaks of busha. I mean, he's talking about the same chet, right? It will be the nafkosa d'ochen of a Nachkora, of whatever the specific chait is, in the context of bakvashas hamachila, so that nachkora arouses klima, right? L'chassos klimas ponav, right? He should his face should be covered with klima in asking for mechila, and yet that same nachkora is not la'atos klima al nafsha, but is la'atos busha al nafsha. What's the difference between busha and klima? So, it seems in the Rambam it's clear, in the Rabbeinu Yonah as well, it seems that klima is something which is more intense than busha. Maybe busha we would translate as embarrassment and klima as humiliation. And then what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is very meduyuk, the din that a person what a person should experience in asking l'chila is a sense of klima. The feeling which accompanies the having received the mechila, the kapara, so that's supposed to be busha. I mean, the chakira is capable of the chakira is capable of being ma'orer even klima, but the din, in terms of nakoshas mechila, so there, ideally, a person should experience the klima. Masha and Cain, in terms of the receiving and the welcoming of the mechila, so that's a din of boshas. And it's meduyik and the psukim, right? Because the pasuk Elokai boshi benachamti.
So it's not only
busha, but even klima. Mashen came the pasuk in Yecheskel, laman lavosh, but bechapilach l'chol asher asis. The truth is that pasuk does mention klima. The pasuk that Rabbi Yonah doesn't quote, but it's not talking about the klima which is associated with receiving kapar. It's talking about the klima that we had in terms of our degradation in Golis. So that's why it's not relevant to what he's saying. When you reflect for a minute on what Rabbeinu Yonah is speaking of here, so I don't know if you do a survey, so my guess is that it's only a guess that people would sort of say, yeah, we're mesiaches to Ellis number two, that in asking for mechila, that there's an embarrassment. But from personal experience, I don't know how many of us on Motzei Yom Kippurim, so we do appropriately, which one should have, do have a sense of simcha, which one is supposed to have in Motzei Yom Kippurim, Tosfos and Yuma quotes the Medrash that a baskol is a baskol in Motzei Yom Kippurim, and says lecha echol v'simcha lachmecha ki kvar ratza l'kem is ma'asecha is the end of the pasuk. So the simcha is correct, but how many of us sort of alongside the simcha have this sense of boshas? This seems to be more of a chiddush in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Toelos number three strikes us as more of a chiddush than Toelos number two. So why is that? I mean, so you know, once Rabbeinu Yonah says it, they're equally compelling, right? That they're equally compelling. So if you turn back for a moment to Shaar HaRishon, Ha'ikar HaShishi, HaBusha. Ke'inim Shanema Boshti V'gam Lachlamti, Ke'nasasi Ter Pasnu'ah. Again, v'gam translates and even, right? Boshti, I'm embarrassed, v'gam, and even, nechlamti, and even humiliated. V'hine achot eyeva shma'ot lava aves lefnei ben yodam. V'yikaleim im yargisha v'yakir v'aver osaf. Right? Who wouldn't be humiliated to be exposed for all of his flaws and shortcomings and misdeeds? But so how is it that we're not embarrassed and therefore inhibited from doing the chatoim in the first place? The ein zeh says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki im lefi hayos Hashem is baruch rochuk mikol yosef. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not on the radar. He's not on our radar. Al-Kain, Yevash V'harba, B'la Yevash V'harba Yisbarach. So Rabbeinu Yonah here, this is very, very important. Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining why Busha plays such a central role in Tshuva. And it says, because Busha The shoresh of chet is that the person was oblivious to the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, because had he been aware of the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, he would have been inhibited from chet. And the boshes reflects his renewed, his reinstated awareness of being in the presence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what our Ben Yonim Shara Shlishi is saying is that that's something which is not only limited to the moment of tshuva, as it were, but that's something that is supposed to be sustained. Because again, why is it that we don't have this sense of that Rabbi Yonah's third toe Ellis, you know, sort of, oh, that's a chiddush, and I never thought about that. Is because I don't know whether we sustain that sense of being lifnei Hashem that one does have in doing tshuva. Otherwise, it's impossible to do tshuva. That one does have in doing tshuva, but I don't know whether it's sustained. You know, when we finish popping the al chayitz, and when they blow the tkiya in the Kaddish Teskabel after Ne'ila, so the question is, to what degree do we try to sustain that renewed awareness of being the Kodesh Baruch Hu? If we don't, so then Mameila, what Ben Yonah's boshes is going to be something new. It's going to be a chiddush to us. Ma'ashen Kain, if a person sustains it, so then yeah. So then, yeah, that isn't natural. That sense of boshes, you know, at the magnanimity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in granting kapara and mechila. והמשה בזה כי מחות העבד אדונו ובוא להיפנה לפניו, אין אף שואל העבד בלתי אחר ידיעס או כובד פרשו. ואם ידענו בנפשו כי החיד נועקל, יגדל הקצב עולף. וכן ישחייב החוטא להקר עוצם החיד ועונשו. כי עניין שנה מהנה הסקלתי ואש כהרבה מאוד. So the Moshel is going back to the first of the three Toaliyos, right? That the Moshel is giving goes back to the first Toalas, that the tshuva has to be commensurate to the chet. That in doing tshuva, a person has to be aware of the magnitude, the degree of chet. That's what this moshel is amplifying. Al kein utzvachnu l'lamed ibn Yehuda l'toru l'tuuda chol meho'on shem l'cholavnu l'cholchatos. Okay, I'll call the Behak Dharmazos. That's why he's devoted Shah Hashlishi to basically it's a kitzur shulchan aruch of all mitzvahs and all dinim, so that we should know what the chomer ha'avera is for each of these. Ve'od the to'elas niskava gedola ubetzura ki ve'ova isi rofa am choshu nolkana pshatim kvedim kehim kalim. The Alchaibe Misos or Christos, he has Zehirus Bahem, Yisron Hechsher, Omidus Hasidus. When the Sholem Mibli Mesim, the Ain Tochachas. Alkein Hutzrachna La Hasirum Lagalus Osno Alchoma Averus Vavus. Bechiesh Bemitos Hakalus Derofim Utstodim Rabbim Le Kiloyam Chorot Vodan Hanefesh. ורבי מן הראשון יעז ודרכם כי יבדו האובדון וההפסד אשר בו, ויגולס להם גודל החטא ועשר שנגזר לו. ונכשלם יעז וחויל לכבוש את האבוסון, כי איכוך יוכל ברור באובדון נפשם. So this the first three toalios of the nachkora, of knowing the godel hachet, are intrinsic to mitzvah's tshuva, to the process of tshuva. It's intrinsic to tshuva. It's not based on any shortcoming of the generation. It's intrinsic to tshuva that, again, tshuva has to be commensurate to the chet, that the tshuva has to reflect, it has to take into account the godel chet. The Bakasha Samachila should be with a sense of Busha Uklima, and afterwards the Bitochen in the Mechila, in the Kapar, should also engender Busha. So all those are intrinsic. Now Ben Yonah says, historically, there's a fourth, that there will be a fourth Toeles to what I'm setting out to do. And that is, he says, in my generation, in our generation, he says, because of people's ignorance, so they mistake averos chamuros for averos kalos, and they even mistake averos chamuros for being amidas chasidus. And when, and what Rabbi Yonah is saying is, really the emes is, obviously whether it's objectively an avera kalos or an avera chamura, obviously a person should be doing tshuva. But in our generation, he says, if people are under the wrong impression that the Aver is an oven cow, so they're not necessarily to do tshuva. But when you show them that the Aver was an Aver Chamura, so then they are necessarily to do tshuva. And that's what he's about to give us a mashal for. He wants to travel to a certain city. And there's all kinds of thorns and things you can get ensnared in and stones. You're gonna get bruised. You're gonna get cut. No, but his desire to go there, or in the mashal, his need to go there is so great that even though he knows he's gonna get cut by a thorn here, and he's gonna get pricked here, and he's gonna stumble and bang his knee on a stone here, okay, that won't deter him. However, if they'll tell him that there are wild animals on the loose, there are lions on the loose, so then he'll be deterred by that. And really, he should have been deterred by the first warning, but even though he wrongly will persist despite the first warning, he will take heed of the second warning. Kishon ha-maise va-aziris ha-averis yikari chachma. What does chachma mean? Chachma means to improve one's actions. Ke'inyon shenema ki-hi chachmasan v-vivaschem. Va-acha she-yed yilmod v-yeda ha-mitzvos v-maim ha-averis, tzor she-yilmod v-nos ha-averis. Then a person has to know, again, how damaging and demeaning the averos are. But I have said, "Who have vod and hanimso and harchik nafsho mehem, will hochiach atzmo bezichron haonshem liyaser zolasa." V'zol seyedia tikari musa.
Okay, let's begin the madrega
rishona. A madrega rishona chomer debesofim. So the on
from one perspective, the
lowest level is a divrei sofim. Nisayavnu min haTorah, v'tekabel takonos hanaviyim v'hashoftim, v'lishmo divrei chachamim u'lehizoneh b'gidreihim. Shenema l'sosu min haDorah sh'yagidu l'cha yom l'smo. V'gav ki huzhanu min haTorah l'kayim oleinu li'yos osim k'chol asher yirunu, Often, mitzvah zasim min haTorah, chamur midevayim, mepnei shehuzkar ikar hadolah b'sefer Torah Selokim b'furash, v'tziva Hashem yizbalach ala b'frat. This is very interesting. So Ben Yonah is bothered or is preemptively coming to answer for us the following question. He knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu authorized all the Rabbanans. So why do we distinguish between the Rabbanans and the Oraisas? That's the question that Ben Yonah is addressing. I'm not sure whether he means it to the extent of the Drosh Saran. It could be he does, I'm not sure. Right, the Rambam writes in several places that the Rabbanans are authorized by Vasasa. The Ramban understands that to mean that basically every Rabbanan, according to the Rambam, becomes a Doraisa. And says, how can that be? How can that be? And if that's the case, why do we say Sahi Darabanan Lakula and Sahi Daraisa Lakhumma, etc.? And he quotes a whole bunch of different kulas that we have by Darabanans that don't exist by Daraisas. So the Drosh Saran, the way the Drosh Saran answers, the Drosh Saran says that. So the Ramban says, maybe you'll answer for the Rambam that when Chazal introduced the Drabanan, they introduced it with that stipulation that in a Safek you should go Lekula. In Enochanami, every Drabanan is a Daraisa, and there's no intrinsic difference, but Moshe Ma'adav Adom, the same way the Halacha Moshe Misinai of all the Chutz La'aretz stipulates that Sveik or Mutter. So when Chazal made their Drabonans, which become Doraisas, because it's like a blank check, right? If someone signs a check and then you fill it in over their signature, so then it has the backing of their signature, even though it's your handwriting on the top of the check. It's not that intrinsically it's more kal, it's just that it was a stipulation that you cut it. So the Ramban says, someone's going to say that in defense of the Ramban? That's crazy. So the Rosh Hashanah comes and says, no, I don't think that's so crazy. I think that's what the Rambam meant. I think that's good for what the Rambam meant. The Haino, that every Durabonon is a Daraisa. That every Durabonon is a Daraisa. So does Rabbeinu Yonah agree with that? I don't know. But either way, Rabbeinu Yonah is bothered with why are Durabonans more kal than Doraisas. And what's his answer? His answer is very interesting. Again, just maybe we'll reread it for a minute and then try to understand. Ochein mitzvus esim in ha-Torah chamur midiveyim et neshehuz kar ikar ha-dovo b'sefer Torah selukim b'furash v'tziva Hashem yizbaruch olav b'frat. Let's say a mashal ma'adav adama. Let's say the melech sends word with one of his officers, someone from his entourage. He sends a message to someone that they should carry out a certain mission. They should do such and such. They should not do such and such. That's one tzira. The other tzira is that he tells it to him directly. Like, pal, pal. That it's not that the melech sends a message to the person, but the melech has a private audience with him and tells it to him directly. I want you to do this. I'm telling you to do this. So even though, either way, it comes from the Melech, but there is something intuitive that the merida is greater in the second scenario than it is in the first. The fact that there's no intermediary, the fact that it was communicated directly without anyone else involved, So then it's just 100% between the melech and the subject, and the subject doesn't do it. Hagam that even when the melech shaliach carries out the shlichus, he's doing it faithfully. He's not mosif, he's not goreya. But afal pichein, the very fact that it's communicated through an intermediary, it makes a difference. And Rabbi Yonah says, that's why there's a difference in the Chomer HaOlam between the Rabbanan and the Daraisas. The Chora, with this, so again, it's not so much an answer as it is a perspective, right? Sometimes you have a question, you have an answer. Sometimes you just need to clean your glasses. You just need the perspective. But there is a run in the Dorim that has. When the one says that Ha'omer Ashkem Be'eshne Paragzeh Neder Godel Nader Levokeisa, a person says without saying Bli Neder, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and go on Nedav Yomi Kiddushin. I don't know where the hell they are. Kiddushin Chav Gimel. He says I'm going to get up tomorrow morning. I'm going to learn Kiddushin Chav Gimel. He doesn't say the neder, so neder godel neder lekeisa. So the Gemara says, "Maika mashmalan." So the Gemara says that kamashmalan, that you might have thought that mushba ba'omeid and ain't shvua chala al shvua. I mean, he's only mushba ba'omeid to be mekayim mitzvah satora. So he's chayim in talmud torah. Atan mitzvah mayom kochem. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Ba'avukha Bevis Hashem Elokecha, Uba'olasso. Ola is a Lashon Shvua. Uba'olasso. Ola is a Lashon Shvua. So he's already Mushba Ba'omer, and ain't Shvua Chala Al Shvua. God says, no. That in terms of that, Ibai Pata Nafshe Mikriyash Mashachos Marvus. That's like around the Dom Dov Ches. The Ran says, I don't think the Umar means what you might think it means at first glance. It doesn't mean that mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's enough to say Kriya Shema Shachos Va'arvus. Again, we spoke about this in different contexts, but we didn't talk about the Shita Saran. The Ran says, the Amos says, no, he's mechuyev to learn as much as he can, kefi kolcha. Not Kriya Shema Shachos Va'arvus. Whatever, again, it depends upon the person, but whatever he can, a person is supposed to be learning kefi kolcha. But what the Gemara means is something different. The Gemara means, within Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, the only thing that's mufurish bekra is b'shach b'cha ufkumecha, that you have to learn b'shinantum l'banacha when, b'shinantum l'banacha when, you have to learn b'shach b'cha ufkumecha. It has to be sometime at night and sometime in the day. So what's mufurish in Torah Shavuot Sav is just the equivalent of Kriya Shema Shachos V'Arvus. It's only based on the Drashas Chazal that we know Tamid Yomim V'Layla Kefi Kocha. So when you learn that, so what the Ran is saying is that the Shvua that was administered, that we're all Mushboim V'Omdim to be Mekayim Mitzvah Satorah, which chaps a nafkamina in the sense that if a person takes a Shvua that I'll put on Tefillin tomorrow, it's just it's a Shvua Shav, because he's already Mushba V'Omid, it's nothing. So it has enough kemina that we're mushboim va'omdim. Rabbi Yonah says, we're only mushboim va'omdim on what's mafurish b'Torah. What is known based on the Torah Shebal Peh, interpreting the Torah, we're not mushboim va'omdim. But what does it make? This is Daraisa, that's Daraisa. So when you read the Ran, it seems arbitrary, as if what we should mushbam the omer on every pasuk aleph in chumash, but not in psukim beis, on every pasuk gimel, but not in psukim dalet. It seems like an arbitrary distinction. No, but according to this Rabbeinu Yonah, the same perspective that Rabbeinu Yonah provides that distinguishes daraisas and darabonans really distinguishes within daraisas between what's totally mafurish mikra and what's known to be the meaning and intent of the pasuk al pi Torah shebal peh, because there too, that there's an intermediary, not an intermediary in being mitzaveh, but there's an intermediary. There, the moshul for that would be that the person's called in for a direct audience, but the melech spoke very cryptically, in terms of, I want you to go to that city and take care of things. we'll just take care of things, right? So one of the Meshavsei HaMelech explains, he knows how the Melech talks, he knows how to interpret the Melech's words, he tells him what it means to take care of things, what it means to organize things. So there too, on the one hand, that's more than the Durabonon, that's more than the Durabonon, but Be'idach Gisa, there is some other involvement here. So you can understand, you have a perspective on, again, that's not to say that we wouldn't necessarily have known on our own that we're only mishpoim on one and not the other, but it's a way of, you know, la'acha maisa, processing how that's a very cogent distinction. And really, based on Rebbeinu Yonah, so there would really be three dargas. There's a darga of what's mefurish bekura, because that's tziva Hashem yisbarach olav bifrat. And then there's, underneath that, there would be something which is a din d'oraisa, but it's a din d'oraisa. Actually, Rebbein Yonah, the emesis, is also going to draw this distinction in a second. Is a din d'oraisa based on the Torah Shebaal Peh's interpretation? And then there's something which is the din d'rabbanan. Ultimately, they all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all have the backing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all tzivuyim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the more intermediacy there is, so then the less chomor the aveira is. So did you want to ask? If you keep talking long enough, they forget the questions and then you say something else. You should remember it for a second. So these are the two different, he said Drachim and Stad Moshen Rabbim, because what Rebbeinu Yonah referenced here are two totally different dinim. Din number one is the din by Zaken Mamre. The point of disagreement between the Zaken Mamre and the Chachamim can't be, if the Zaken Mamre will come and say, Shabbos is not the seventh day of the week. It's on a different day of the week. So that's Mefurish Batara, right? It's Mefurish Batara, Ve'yom HaShvi, Shabbos HaShem Elokecha. So then he wouldn't become a Zaken Mambe. He'd be a Kofa Batara, but he wouldn't be a Zaken Mambe. Analogously, if he'll say there's no such thing as Mitzvah's Tefillin, he's not a Zaken Mambe. He says Mefurish Batara, K'shantam L'Osol Yidecha. If he'll say that there should be five compartments in the Tefillin instead of four, so it doesn't say that in Furshan Torah. It's a Drashos Chazal on Totafos. So there he becomes a Zaken Mami. That's din number one that Rebbeinu Yonah is referencing. Din number two is from the Gemara Brachos Dav Daled, that Chayiv Misa. So a person is not supposed to eat and drink before davening Maariv. Aval adam bar min asada ba'erev nichnas lebeis haknesses u'morgel likvos korei u'morgel lishna shana. This vice is probably the mokor. Historically, there was a practice in Europe, so there used to be different chaburas and of people learning. Some people were learning Chumash, some people were learning in Yaakov, and some people were learning Mishnayos. And that's what the Gemara says, Imraga Likros Kavei, Imraga Lishnos Shana. Whatever a person's level of comfort is in learning, he should learn. Bekar Kriya Shema Mispal Ba'ochel Pitom Mabarech, and only after davening does he eat dinner. V'chol Ha'obel Dibbe Chachamim Chayev Misa. So Rabbeinu Yonah is the second thing Rabbeinu Yonah is referencing. Meaning, let's say if a person won't say Kriya Shema, he's not going to be Chayev Misa. But if you won't say Kriya Shema Shel Arvus, we don't say it's Chayev Misa. We would say it's bringing Mevat on the Mitzvah's Essay. Bringing Mevat on the Mitzvah's Essay is not a Chayev Misa. But if he tramples on this Syog, right, which is kind of a... The Syog is to protect Mitzvah Kriya Shema, to protect Arvus, and yet the Syog is more Choma than the Mitzvah Daraisa itself. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah, the second thing he's referencing. And now he says, Pshat. Ba'ata halolucha ladas, mipnei maha ova al dibhe chacham ha-chayev misa, yosa chomer min ha-ova al mitzvah sase ve mitzvah zlo sase. How can that be, given the fact that as paragraph number one begins, and as we know, the dibhe sofen themselves are more kal than dibhe Torah, yet ha-ova al dibhe sofen, it's more chomer than being ova al dibhe Torah. So how do you reconcile those two things? Intrinsically, the Darabonon is coming from the Daraisa. But in terms of Onesh, the Darabonon is Choma. So how does that work? V'zeh pesha ha'dova. Ki ha'ovel d'vech ha'chomem ha'shem alo li balasos ken, ki tekel mitzvosim ba'inov, lo mehizkavi yitzvah alov. Rabbeinu Yonah says, typically, he doesn't mean that there are no exceptions, But typically, Rabbeinu Yonah says, when a person is over on a Durabonon, so deep down, really what causes him to do it is because he takes Durabonon lightly. Deep down, that's what's happening. It's not that he's... But when a person is over on a Daraisa, so typically, it's just because he's overcome with Taiva. And he succumbs in a moment of weakness. But when it comes to Durabonans, typically what happens is not because it's that same overwhelming taiva that he fails to resist, but it's rather because it's not such a big deal. Not such a big deal. What is it anyway? It's not such a big deal. He take on mitzvah ve'enav. It's because he takes it lightly. Lo meyaskabi yitzvah alav, ki techena eno meraos or deveb lo yahalech l'nogah ha'emunah, v'lo moshach l'ol zeirosam, v'lo yitrach l'kayim ma'amor, k'lo nifla b'seif ha'torah. And what's more, even v'lo noy k'derach ha'ov al dibei Torah, sh'nach shom mora lo v'nokah b'fonav, and even after the fact, so if a person of one time is over in a deraisa, so then we have terrible pangs of conscience. V'yira v'yetzah lo ki yasi'eu yitzvah lachto. And before the fact, so it's a pachad that the yetzah hara is pushing us to do a daraisa. Al kain mishpat maves yiyah lo ish ki hipo dover efen kol deveim hatovim. So v'hu ka'omen en natkas mosu ha'semo v'doma l'masha kosu v'inyan b'inyan zokin ha'mam l'espiach ha'chamem v'isha she'yasa v'zada l'bilt ishimo ala kohen. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that basically the reason for Rabbonon's call over al dibei chachamim chayev misa is because typically it's an act of rebellion. And when something is done rebelliously, so then the punishment and sort of the consequences are not just determined by what the chait is intrinsically, but the way the person did the chait. Let's say Moshe Lamad of a domer. Let's say that you have the Nevelis Atreifus. And a person eats the Nevelis Atreifus, the tail of him. Okay, so what happens? And let's say he does it habitually, not just once. So he becomes a mumor, the tail of him. It means that he's a mumor, that he gives in to temptation when it comes to the sister. You wouldn't trust him as a mashkiah for kashrus. Because you see that in this realm, he's a mumah, that he doesn't overcome his temptation. But that's sort of the extent of what you say about the person. Let's say he eats the nevelas atreifus lahachas. He eats a lahachas. He bedafka goes out of his way to be eating non-kosher food. If there's kosher food and non-kosher food available, and they both taste the same, and it's the same cost and everything. Hibadavka spitefully takes the non-kosher food. So then he's a mumalahachas. Mumalahachas is a mumalahalatov. Kula is morin rein malin v'chulu v'chulu. It's the same neveila. It's the same neveila. No, but in terms of the rishus hagavra, you don't measure the rishus hagavra only by sort of what the avera mitzad the chetza shal avera is, but you measure it by how the person does the avera. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that's what Chazal mean by Yehuda al-Divet l'cham chayim misa, because Chazal are assuming that typically that the reason we do that is because we're taking drabbans lightly, which means we're rebelling. That we're not acknowledging the weight that the rabbanans do have. We're not acknowledging fully the authority that the Chazal do have, and because of that, that's why we're kitekal be'enav. So memela, it's that's the moshul he gives to the zaken memela. Okay, we'll stop.